grandfather made everybody's shoes at Ocean Springs, all the big shots.
Mm-hmm.
He made the shoes for them.
So you never had any problem with things that would shrink up?
No. I've heard my wife and them fuss about it here lately. That
stuff
that
never...
It wasn't supposed to shrink that they bought, and it did. And they'd fuss about it, things like that. But they got a cloth nowadays that's, you know, that some of it don't shrink, some will, but they pretty well caution you when you buy it. But back in my day, you didn't know too much about that part of it.
Yeah.
Like only I said, I give my mother credit for knowing, because like I told you, they had a hard time. They had to know what this is doing,
mm-hmm.
learn the hard way.
If you, let's say if you wanted to hit somebody or something, you with your hand,
I've heard it expressed a whole lot of ways, but I always said this, that if you hit anybody, anything, knock hell out of them, what I'd say.
Yeah, but in the process of that, you'd...
Draw back your arm?
Yeah, you draw it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. When a woman, like a girl, goes out to a party and get ready, you'd say she likes to...
Dress up?
Dress up, or did you ever have a word for that?
Well,
no.
No. Not that I know of.
Yeah. Doll up, or, you know.
So what I know is some boys used to go to school and they said that girl, he said, yeah, she looks like a squirrel.
Why is that?
All dressed up, you know, and how pretty and neat they was.
Yeah.
You know, and expressed it looking like a squirrel to them. Some other boys at school would do that. I never did, but
mm-hmm.
I've heard them make that expression long, long years ago. I haven't heard it in, I reckon, since then.
Mm. Now, what woman carries her coins to church, or can she carry something to church, or what would that be?
I always called it a handbag or a... Yeah.
Handbag?
Yes.
And she wears around her wrist, she'd wear a...
Wristwatch.
Well, no.
Bracelet. Yeah.
And she was going to church with her...
Caught her in town.
No, she had a string of...
Beads? Yeah.
What do you hold over it when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing you put on a bed?
A sheet?
No.
Bedspread?
Yeah. Bedspread. You put that on top of the sheet, right?
Uh-huh. Bedspreads is what we call them.
And at the head of the bed, you put a...
Pillow? Did you ever hear tell of a bolster? On the head of the bed?
I was going to ask you that next.
Oh. Well, just a long pillow that reached all the way across the double bed.
Yeah, bolster wasn't like one pillow, it'd go...
Yeah, all the way across. That's for two pillows.
Yeah. Right.
And if people didn't like two pillars, you laid the bolster off. You used one pillar at night. And if you like higher head, you just left the bolster there and put your pillar on it.
I see. If you like what?
Like you wouldn't like a two pillars, or a bolster, yeah, and a pillow to make your head up high.
Uh-huh.
Well, you just discard the bolster for the night and use the one pillar.
Yeah, so you want a higher head.
Uh-huh.
So, well, what we